Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
And a good evening to everybody, and welcome to the Psychic Funhouse. This is your co-host, Michael Espinoza, and I am joined this evening with my lovely co-host, Mr. Lawrence Birch. Hello, Lawrence. How are you?
Oh, my adoring public is back. Oh, I'm better now. How are you, Michael?
Yes, yes. Thank you, everybody.
Oh. Yes.
Yep. We're so glad everybody's here. Man, we have a full switchboard. It is blowing up tonight.
So lovely.
It's a good thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we should get the call of ASAP, right?
Right. Yeah. But before that, do we have any housekeeping? Any
well, you should mention your class. You should mention your class. It's ongoing with our friend, Mr. Falcon, with Frank. And
yes,
I think we have some upcoming events, possibly in April. And then we have guests coming. So, yeah, we have a few things to say. Let's do housekeeping and then jump into readings. Sounds good, huh?
Okay.
You first.
So, Monday night, I am co-teaching a class with one of our guests, Frank Falcon. And that is Monday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. at HeartSpace in Orange County. You can go to the website, heartspaceoc.com, to register. And it's called Intuitive Psychic Tarot, and that's every Monday. You can register for that. Yeah.
How fun.
So, and also, we're doing it in person, so it's going to be in Laguna Woods. Or you can do it virtually. So I teach the psychic development portion, and Frank teaches the tarot, which is nice.
Wow. Yeah, good combo.
Yeah. So
now, is there a,
you have some classes.
Is there a psychic, I do. Is there a psychic fair there that happens every month that you're part of at Healing Heart Center?
Yes, there is, but that's not until the 29th of the month,
okay.
Or the 27th. No,
okay.
26th.
Right. No,
yeah.
25th.
So, 26th.
Okay.
Saturday, February 26th.
Right.
At Heartspace,
it's
there's a fair.
Nice.
Yeah.
You can get a reading
from
in person with Michael
11,
and all the other people. Mm-hmm.
Yes, from 11 to 5. Thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for reminding me.
That's my job, right?
And what about you, sir?
What about me? Well, I recently...
You have some stuff coming up.
I do. I recently put out my curriculum for the 2022 year, both my online and in-person classes. So I'm really excited to be teaching again. If you're interested in knowing more, I don't have them up on my website because I'm revamping it, but you can email me at givingtree@earthlink.net and just say, hey, tell me about your classes, and I'll send you all the exciting information. The nice thing about the online classes is I've structured them so you can schedule them whenever you like. They're just an hour long, so they're not, you know, these marathon Zoom sessions where you feel overwhelmed at the end, but you feel energized at the end. So we get in, get to the heart of the subject matter that you're interested in. You get some really good, useful, practical information, because that's what I emphasize, because on this show, the Psychic Funhouse crew, we're all about the problem solving, right? And then you're free to use what you got in your own life or take another class. Some classes are the series. Some are just one. There's a whole variety of stuff because I have a lot to offer. So definitely contact me via email, givingtree@earthlink.net, or text me at 541-344-7534. So we have a guest coming up next month, right? Nobody this month? Or do we? Remind me. Somebody's coming back. Is it Tanya Mercado or who?
Yes, Michael? Tanya Mercado. Yes.
Oh, I love her.
Tanya Mercado is coming back in March.
Nice.
Yeah, I believe it is March 4th.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, so she'll be back to visit.
Yeah. And sure, specialty is, how would you characterize Santeria? Is she Cuban Santeria tradition?
Yes.
Is that what we say? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Her story is amazing.
Yeah.
Like her answer. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and I will say one other thing. This is kind of far off, but April 2nd in Fountain Valley, a friend of mine is at Remix Wellness Studio, having a wellness fair and trying to get together some readers, including myself, to be there, as well as really interesting vendors, maybe some food truck people, products for sale that are spiritual in nature. So stay tuned for that. We'll remind you about that. But you can go to her website, Remix Wellness. I think it's remixwellness.com. Her name's Anne Marie. And find out about all the good stuff that she's doing. So that's going to be fun. Michael might be there. I'm probably going to be there. And there's just going to be some good people there. So keep that in mind on your calendar, April 2nd. So that's happening again, Michael. I'm so excited.
Nice.
Yeah. Feels good. Well, let's get to some callers, brother. If you have anything else the Psychic to the Star needs to cover, are you ready to roll?
No, that's it. That's it.
All right.
I'm ready.
Let's do this.
All right, so here we go. We're going to go to area code 651. Hello, 651. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi, this is Christiana. Hi. This is Christiana, and I'm calling from Minnesota.
Nice.
Hi,
beautiful name.
From Minnesota.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love that name. Yeah. What can we do for you?
I was just wondering, do you see my art project being successful?
Ooh. What? Tell us about your art project. I want to hear more.
Details.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that I'm the most advanced artist, but, you know, I think I have some talent. And I've been working on a lot of paintings and stuff and trying to get together a few things, a few paintings and drawings and stuff that I feel like I can actually sell. So
okay.
I'm going to start getting into abstract painting class.
Ooh,
so I'm going to be working on that.
Nice.
But, yeah, I was just wondering if you see the final project going well.
Christiana, do you have an Instagram account or an online place to look at your work?
Yeah, I share a lot of it on my Facebook and Instagram.
What's your Instagram? Because I've got an Instagram for my art, and I've recently started showing my art in my gallery again. So we should connect and check out each other's work. And Michael is, again, he's a wonderful artist as well. So we're very much in the creative mind space with you. So what's your Insta? Is it your name, Christiana, or?
It's Christiana Laducer.
Spell that last name for me.
Laducer.
Can you, at the end of the show, can you text me that so I can share it with people that I know? We'll check out your art and give you some feedback. Would that be all right?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have a way to write this number down? Are you going to remember it, or you can look on the website?
I'll write it down.
Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
541-344-7534.
775.
Text me your Insta, and we'll like each other or whatever we do on Insta that makes connection, and we'll go from there. That'll be fun. Here's the thing. You need to start bragging about your art. So I want to hear you say on the air, live, with me and Michael, five things about your art that are just super incredible. They're going to make me want to just like go, oh, my God, this artist is amazing. Go. What are they?
Okay. Well, it's definitely unique. It's very colorful, bright,
nice.
You know, vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
It's some of it's like pop art, and a lot of it's spiritual.
Oh.
And then, what's one more?
Yeah. These are all good.
It definitely comes from the soul, so it's comes from the soul.
Wow. Sounds very authentic. So you're doing this art as part of your income, right? Do you have another income source and this is kind of your side hustle at this point, or do you want to do it full time, or what's your vision, Christiana?
One day, eventually, you know, I would like to do it full time, but
okay.
Right now I do have a few sources of income.
Okay.
Other sources of income.
That's good. Well, you know, it just so happens I'm down in Michael's neck of the woods, because usually I'm in my neck of the woods, which is in the Pacific Northwest, but Michael and I had a lovely time today touring a couple art galleries in downtown Los Angeles, so it was very inspiring, as you can imagine. It'd be lovely to see yourself. Do you display your art? Do you have a gallery, or do you put your art up, or where do people find it? Do you sell it at fairs, or what's your process?
No, so far I've just been putting it on my personal Facebook and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't have a page only for the art yet.
Okay. Well, you need to do that. Do you have business cards?
No.
Okay, you got to do that too. I know people don't think they need them, but believe me, they're still important.
Okay.
So you got to design business cards. And who else do you have in your circle who's either a professional artist or an aspiring professional artist that you know, that you work with, that's close by
there's
them?
One,
just online.
There's one lady that's
mm-hmm.
a newer artist, or
uh-huh.
like a budding artist. Her name's Sarah Seidelman.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And mm-hmm. she has a lot of stuff designed, like on shirts and bags
nice.
And just different stuff like that. It's quirky, and it's a lot of fun. So she's a lot of
good.
Fun.
Good. Well, you guys sound really compatible.
Yeah.
Does she show her work anywhere, or is it mostly online like yours?
Mostly on her Facebook and Instagram, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think the two of you should figure out a place. You know, I don't know what the weather's like up there. I haven't checked, but... as soon as you can, either you should do an outside art venue show, if you're not going to sign up for one already, or create your own in a space that both you and, what was her name again? Selena, is that what she said? Something like that.
Sarah Seidelman.
Seidelman?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah, you and Sarah, I think, are catalysts for each other, so the sooner you can spend more time in the sales and marketing part of your art together, the sooner you guys are going to really have some success, because you really feed off each other's energy really well. That's what I see. So I would say, you know, before the end of this month, both you and Sarah should sit down and say, okay, what kind of events do we want to partner with this season? And what can we do ourselves, you know, even before the end of this month or March at the latest, to actually put our art out there for the public to actually physically see and come to. Is that something you think you can do with her that she'd be open to and that you might even want to do? What do you think?
I would like to, but she's a very busy person, so I'm not sure if she'll say yes, but I can ask her.
Okay. Yeah, ask her. I mean, take the risk, right? She's only going to say no or later, whatever. But, you know, if you can't forge ahead with her I think the buddy system is really good for you. So you'd be good to partner with somebody if she's not ready that can help you, you know, with just the logistics and the nuts and bolts and stuff about being out there in the public and having that happen. But I think that's the key for you, right? Online stuff can get lost in a hurry, but you need to make some local connections with people who can give you that base and talk you up and also give you feedback, you know, critical feedback. Yes, I like this. No, I don't, whatever, right? Because you're not your work. Your work is just a part of you. As an artist, that's your professional side, right? But bricks and mortar aspect, don't overlook that. That's, you know, once you've got your digital scene taken care of, and it sounds like you're almost there where you want to be, put your effort into being a physical presence with your art. Every opportunity you have, Christiana, to put your artwork out in the public somewhere, you got to do that at least once a month. But more often if you can handle it, but at least once a month, make that dedication. And I guarantee you, by this time next year, if you're willing to commit to your art at that level, oh my God, it's going to be like night and day between where you're at right now. Your confidence level is going to go up. You're going to have so many people that want to be your patrons that will support you. You'll get stimulated to do even better art than you're doing right now, and you'll just be happier. So that's what I see. Michael might have something else to tell you, but does that help? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Good. And you're a really nice person, too. That's the best part. So, you know, people are going to get art from you because they just like you as a person. So that's always, yeah, I'll sell art to anybody who likes my stuff. Michael, what do you think?
Christiana, what I was seeing from you, it feels like it's going to get better. It feels like you need to dedicate some more time. So basically what Lawrence was telling you, you're just going to have to really kind of keep your nose to the grindstone, keep turning out some work. And it looks like you need to really think about a body of work and completing that and then get started on a second body of work. And then once you're going through that, things are really going to start to open up for you. Okay? And this doesn't feel like until next year sometime. It's going to be a while. You know, it takes a while. But I think you're going to do well. So good luck to you.
Okay, thank you.
So call back and let us know how it's going, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Remember to have fun, Christiana.
Okay.
All right.
She's really authentic.
Good
I like
call.
Her. Yeah. No
yeah.
Kidding. Great call to start
All
off
right,
with
let's
the
take...
show. Too.
Right. So here we go, the second caller. Here we go, area code 954.
Right.
Hello, 954. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening. This is Mary, and I'm calling from Florida. Thank you for
Mary
taking
from
my
Florida.
Question.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. My question, I have a couple quick questions. I've been working on some things with the dentist, trying to complete some work, and it's taking extremely long time, and there's been a lot of delays. I'm wondering if you see this coming to a close pretty soon, wrapping things up and finishing up the process.
This is for dentistry? Is that, am I correct in understanding that?
Yes,
your
that's
dentistry.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. I see, like, in 6 months.
6 months?
Yeah,
well, already been 4 months on one particular issue. So I'm wondering if you're seeing two more besides the four. I hope it's not 6 months more.
Well, I just saw six, so I don't know if that means, you know, two more months or six more months. But I saw six.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe Lawrence saw something else. Lawrence?
Could it be maybe a total of 6 weeks or something?
No, this wasn't weeks. This wasn't weeks, and it's not years. So I'm going to guess months.
And the other gentleman,
Lawrence?
Does he feel the same? He have anything different?
Yeah.
Mary,
let's see what he
Lawrence?
Has to say. Lawrence?
Can I jump in, Michael? Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Is there a financial issue with this, Mary? In other words, are you needing to make payments?
Not at all.
Are you there?
No.
Okay.
My insurance is covering.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Good.
I had one dentist that was going to charge an extremely ridiculous fee, including insurance, and so I found another better office.
Good for you. Way to advocate for yourself. Bravo. I'm always happy to hear that. You know, I'll just let you know, my mom was a dentist for a number of years, so.
Okay. Well, there's good and bad.
Yeah, very true. Yeah. But I'm highly supportive of people taking care of their dental health because people don't realize how much they take their oral health for granted until they don't have it. So you're doing a lot to support that. So you want to know when everything's going to be done. That's what I'm hearing, right? Like all the procedures, everything.
The particular issue that they are working on at this time. Maybe I might need other things, but there's a particular thing I'm trying to complete.
And is that because it's hindering you from doing what you normally do? Or where's the urgency coming from for this to happen on your timeline, not necessarily the one Michael talked about? That's what I want to get at. Is there something that's preventing you from moving?
I felt it should have been completed no longer than 1 or 2 months.
Because
not going as planned.
Okay. So you had an expectation it's not being met. That's what I'm hearing. Is that
correct?
Accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, you know, I need to be in alignment with Michael, and I get that you're frustrated, and especially, you know, you had to switch dentists in midstream. That's always a pain. But I think the best thing you can do is to maintain a positive attitude about it and be very open to whatever your dentist has to say, because I think this person is really in alignment with wanting the best care for you, not just wanting to reach into your wallet. So you made a good choice there, and they're proficient. Their staff is good. Everything about it's good. But you can't squeeze it, you know, what's that saying about toothpaste? Once you squeeze it out, you can't put it back in again. There's some things that need to happen for you before you get this stuff completed. And if you get into that space where you need to rush it, you're just going to be very disappointed. I don't see a 6-month completion as long as Michael does. I see something closer to 4 months. So we both could be in the ballpark.
I understand.
But, you know, it's not something that can be done tomorrow, even if you think it should be. So, you know, but, hey, here's the beautiful thing. Just like with your dentist, you can get a second opinion from other psychics. So after you're done with us, I'm sure there's somebody on Blog Talk who might give you different feedback. But I'm kind of with Michael on this. It's not going to happen tomorrow, and that's just the way it is. So don't turn it into something to be frustrated about as much as you can, although I understand why you're there. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And
quickly,
I've also have some issues with an older car that I have, and it's had some numerous problems. And most recently, I took it back to several of the mechanics I'd been to before, and the one, all of a sudden, he's always been pretty honest and good, but he said we needed something that I found a receipt we had replaced not that long ago, and I had the receipt and showed them. And the other one that I got the second opinion from, who I'd been to before, he found some other things that were a whole lot more money. And so now I went to a third person, and they're kind of stalling. Well, we have to check our computer, and I'm too busy now, and it's just, it's been a runaround, and it's an issue right now that really needs to be taken care of because, you know, it's a safety thing. And I'm wondering if you, how you feel about these people, or if you see somebody coming in that's going to resolve these issues in a fair manner, do the right thing, or how you feel about it.
Michael?
I get you need to find somebody new, move on with beyond these three people. Yeah, you need to find somebody else. You need to go to a fourth or a fifth. These people that you're going to don't feel honest. It just kind of feels like they're giving you some answers here. So, you know, check with your friends. See if anybody has a referral for you.
I'm on one of the neighbor apps.
Yeah.
And that's something I do quite
especially,
a bit. I get,
right, a gentleman who's into cars. You can ask that person to give you a referral. Okay?
Yeah, I already got one that was a referral. Let's put it that way. So I have to check again. But the one was recommended they'd been to. But I'm not entirely pleased that they're coming up with different things.
Yeah. Mary, can I just jump in here?
Along
to give you, let me just give you my quick feedback because we're going to have to move on here in a second. But what I see is that the person that's really going to be right for you, I agree with Michael. Like, it's not that all these people are dishonest in the way that they're dealing with you. It's that some of them are not being upfront, but others, they're not giving the attention to the problem that you and your vehicle deserve for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But what I see is that fourth or fifth person, they're actually kind of working more out of their own home shop. So it's not necessarily a professional mechanic, but it's somebody that is it like a friend of a friend or a family member. This is a person that's really going to be able to for you in the most timely, efficient, honest and economical fashion. So when you feel that person
ready,
coming
that's
into
recommended
your, yeah, exactly, exactly. Then you'll know, oh, this is the right guy. He doesn't have a big expensive shop that he's got to, you know, keep pumping out bills for to pay the overhead. He's got very simple means. He's very, very economical and just does the job, gets it done, because that's why he's here for service. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does, and I'll keep that in mind because I just needed some additional feedback on this because
that's fine.
I don't know that much about automobiles, but I do a lot of research online, so
good.
I'm proactive
smart
when it comes to that, and I keep receipts.
That.
Yeah, I keep
good for you.
So.
Good for you. No, you're a really good advocate. That's admirable.
Yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank you very much, gentlemen. You have a good evening. Thanks for your help.
You too.
Thank you, Mary. Have a good evening. Take care. All right. I hate that when your car's not working right.
Oh, my God, right?
All right. You ready, sir?
Yeah.
All right. So the next caller we're going to is area code 561. Hello, 561. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello? 561. You're on the air. You're the big winner.
Don't do stuff. What happened, Michael?
Cinco, seis, uno. Stop on air. Welcome
Hola
back to you. Okay,
yeah,
lo siento. Wah, wah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We need one of those
sound
effects.
All right, so here's the... right?
That trombone. Yeah. Wah, wah.
All right. You snooze, you lose.
Oh.
Here we go.
You know what we need?
Spinning
we need
the wheel, and the next caller is area code 775. Hello, 775. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Wendy. Hi, Wendy.
From California.
Hello. And
how are you?
I need to work remotely from my bedroom.
What?
And therefore, I needed to get a chair and a desk. And I have a chair, and I bought a desk. But then the next morning, I realized when looking at the desk, the far left-hand and right-hand side of the desktop itself are bowing. They're warping up.
Oh, no.
And this desk is discontinued. I really like it. It's a very feminine desk, and it has some mirrored accents on the front. So I'm accustomed to working with people, and I know you get further with sugar than vinegar. So what I did was I forwarded some snapshots of this to the manager of the store. Her name is Ronnie, R-A-N-I.
Yep.
I will not say the name of the store. And I was very polite, and I said, I really love this desk, but see for yourself, it's bowing, it's lifting away. And
yeah.
And then she responded, and she said she was sorry, and she would give me 20% off, or I could have it picked up, and they would give me back all my money. Well,
oh.
I would like to keep the desk, but I don't think 20% is good enough, because two furniture experts say after maybe 4 years, the desktop will start rocking, and I'll have to get the desktop replaced. And this was
right.
a very expensive desk, $2,500.
Oh, my
so,
gosh.
Yeah, it's a beautiful desk. So, I mean, it's nice that she's willing to pick it up and give me back all my money, but I'd love to keep it. And in my mind, I think 20% off is ridiculous.
Okay. What would be your percentage off then? What discount would you
really
offer?
I really think that 50% off would be fair in view of what I've been told by two different experts. But
did you come back with that offer? 50% is more realistic? Have you done that yet?
Yes, I have. And she seems
What's
to
she
think saying? That the depth still has some value, like the drawers, et cetera. And of
sure.
course it does. But I bought
sure.
it for more than the drawers. I need to work with the desk.
Right.
So what do you
think? So she
pick
didn't
up
go
with...
she didn't go for your offer. She didn't go for your offer of hey, 50%
no,
is what I want.
She seems uh-huh. pretty firm, and it's a very well known high end furniture store. And I cannot
sure.
imagine what she would do the desk. It's gonna cost her money to send her people out to pick it up and
right.
take it away. It just doesn't make sense to me. I think
right.
I'm being very generous and even wanting to keep it. So
right. Yeah.
We'll
okay.
see.
So what do you want to have happen?
Well, I'd like to keep the desk, but I think that if I bought it for $2,500, I think half would be fair, but I don't think she's going to go for that. So I would say maybe 40%. Or she just cannot, she's a very smart lady. I cannot
sure.
understand why she doesn't sell secondhand furniture or damaged furniture, not knowingly.
Right.
She did not defraud herself. It's just one of those things that
sure.
happened. So I've been very diplomatic with her, but maybe too diplomatic. And so if I have her just pick it up and take it away and get all my money back, I might regret it. Or if I begrudgingly get only like, I don't know, $700 back, if she'll even do that and keep it, I don't want to regret that either. So what are you picking up?
Do you want me to keep going, Michael, or do you want to jump in?
You can go. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I would do in your situation.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got two offers on the table from her that aren't going to change, and you know that.
Yeah.
And you also have this attachment to this particular desk, so that's not going to change.
Yeah, true.
Right. So what this is a no-win situation for both parties. It's a lose-lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
really.
Yeah. Well, it is. So your job then, your work, if you want to take it on, is at least make it a win-lose situation. So you win and the other person loses. So,
uh-huh.
I know you're really attached to this desk,
yeah.
and I know it means you're going to have to look for another desk and all that other stuff. But I would have her pick the whole thing up and get it and get another desk. What I would do if I was you, I would get another desk from her. Because now she's going to be really tight about everything that's going to happen to keep you as a customer. But that's what I would do. Your other option is to take the 20% because she's not going to go above that, and you're never going to like that. So I wouldn't recommend that. Your third option is get your money back, go somewhere else, get a desk that you can live with, and et cetera, et cetera. But that's how I see it. So you got those three options. Does that make sense?
You know what? It has given me insight, and I might text her tomorrow
right?
in my own words mm-hmm. saying, this is not
acceptable.
I would even say, you know you're a very smart business lady, so I cannot
uh-huh.
imagine what your intent is for this desk, because you sell high-end furniture. You do not sell damaged furniture.
Right.
And so...
Yes.
I don't think it would be wise to get another mm-hmm. desk from her. I think I'll go to Wayfair.
Okay.
But I don't want to regret it later.
Right,
but
exactly.
Just have her pick it up and get all my money back?
Exactly. Clean, break, let it go. Yep, sorry, but you're going to have to let that desk go, because I don't think even if you get the money that you wanted back, you're going to be happy with it, because that's not the only problem that's going to show up with this particular desk.
Really? Like what else?
Well, I didn't want to get into it because it's not worth it. But the thing is, this is a situation where, it just turned out to be a bad deal for both you and really, honestly, her. And she's kind of, again, don't want to belabor it because it's a desk and it's what it is. But she's bluffing with the pickup because she doesn't think you're going to go for it. But when you go for it, yeah. that's going to call her bluff, and you're going to be free and clean to get something you like that's in better shape.
Oh, so you mean that she might – do you think if I say, okay, you can come out and pick it up, and I'll pick my money back, and then that will be calling her bluff, and she might say, well, maybe I can go 40%.
She might make a counteroffer, but what I mean by calling her bluff is she doesn't think you're going to do that. And when you
yeah.
do it, you get to hold her to that, right? So she comes back and says counteroffer. Your situation is, well, here's the deal. Pick it up or 50%. I'm not moving, right? Then you're in a powerful position. See, it's poker. That's what we're talking about, really. So
blackjack dealer. That makes sense
to me. There you go. Well, then why aren't you using your skills, my friend? Let's go, Mary. Let's make this table run.
You know what? I've
yeah.
been too focused on being nice to her. I don't think she's being very nice to me.
Look, here's the thing. It's not about nice. It's business. It's just business. Just be a business person. You're a blackjack dealer? Oh, my goodness. You can run this table like you own it. Let's make that happen. And you can be polite while you do it. You don't have to be rude. But,
Well, it was many years ago that I was a blackjack dealer. Now
doesn't matter. It's like a bicycle.
Remotely on the phone.
I get it. Yeah, I remember you. You talked to us before about stuff, eyeglasses, if I remember something. So.
Okay. And, I think she is bluffing. And you know what else?
Yeah.
I can say
what?
In all honesty that I've got the flu. And my doctor said that she wants me to be quarantined because we all know the flu could really mean something else. And she won't
yeah.
want the desk, right?
Well, that's too much. Don't give her any more information than you have to. I would keep that as your ace in the sleeve. But don't use that as your opening play, or that's you giving away the bank. So, all right? That,
okay.
you
Just
know,
say
use
I
your
put
strategy.
A lot of thought into it. And my intent was to buy a desk, and as we agree, I was never – no flaws were disclosed. And this is too major, and I've been told by two furniture experts that I will need to replace the top in a few years, and that's just too expensive. And is that
right.
still putting into it?
Okay. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You bet.
Okay.
Call us and let us
Hello.
Know what happens. This is pretty exciting.
Yeah. I want to jump in here, Wendy.
Do it, Michael.
It's Michael.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Are you there, Wendy?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Michael.
Okay. So what I have for you, I think you need to really think about a number, right, that you will pay for, right, or the discount you're looking for. And 40% is really steep, right? So I think you need to pull back from that number and try to find another number and really approach this as a negotiation to try to get to the number that you're looking for, the discount. And, you know, maybe you, with the homework that you've done, maybe what you can do is also let her know, you know, I've gone to these furniture repair places and this is what they were telling me. And, you know, here's some fine things and I love this desk. You know, I want the desk, but, you know, I don't want to pay this much and then have to get it repaired later and see if she'll work with you, you know, and it sounds like she's pretty smart and she might try to work with you. And it's, you know, it's kind of like you can't expect her to give away the store either. You know, she has to make money as well. And, you know, but she has to draw her line too, right? Because if she doesn't
draw a line,
she's not going to make her margin.
But
yeah.
To buy a desk at $2,500, it's a major flaw to have the right and the left-hand side warping up from the end and being told by two experts that in a few years they'll have to replace the top.
Exactly. So, you know, this is where maybe you're going to have to do a little bit more homework and give her some paperwork and just, you know, see if she's willing to look at it and negotiate. And if she is, even better for you, right? And better for her.
Of course she needs to make a profit, but she sold me defective merchandise. I believe she did not know it was defective, but I let her know very respectfully.
Yeah.
And
So
I think 50% off would be fair.
Some homework. Yeah, and just do some homework and give her, you know, maybe the expert opinion written, and you can show that to her. Right? You love the desk. I'm going to have to have it repaired soon. I'm willing to do it. Maybe you can work with me here.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And if she's not willing to do it, then fine. You know, no blood lost. You get your money back.
All right.
Okay?
I think that's right.
Well, good luck.
And I think she is calling my bluff, and I think she's going to be surprised tomorrow when I respond to her.
Yeah. Well,
I'm
gonna
let
call
us know
how it goes.
I hope dealer gets wins and gets 21. Let's find that out.
Thank you very much.
You bet, Wendy. Thank you.
All right, Wendy. Good luck.
Thank you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right. You ready for the next caller, sir?
I have a question first.
Yeah. What's the question?
Are you a good gambler, Michael?
No, I hate it.
Oh.
I'd rather take my money and buy something.
I get you.
I'm not a good I've done it a few times, not a lot, and you know, I set aside a certain amount. And then I go through that within like 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'm kind of like, okay, this is stupid. I'd rather have a nice shirt. I'd rather have some shoes or a nice meal. No, this is dumb. Yeah. So,
interesting.
How about you, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can do this numbers trick. I've been able to do it for most of my life. But I always get, I always seize up and start second guessing myself. But roulette is my game. Like if I really wanted to work on that, I could really do damage and they wouldn't let me back. There's a part of it that's really intriguing to me, but I'm kind of like you. Like when I lose, I just hate it so much because I'm so cheap. I just get upset with myself, right? I just want to go, and like you, I'd rather just have an ice cream cone, you know, or whatever.
Right.
You know, it's funny
well,
that
I
way.
Just think it's kind of like you might as well just burn your money. All right, so silly. So.
But But I do like playing games with friends, you know. I like Go, chess is fun, and poker's pretty fun. I've been in groups where we've done that before, and the social aspect's pretty cool. And just you know, playing around and bluffing people. You know, I love, you know, I'm a drama queen, so what can I say? But anyway, just thought I'd ask. That's cool. She's a 21 dealer. I'm impressed. Or she was. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So here we go. Let's try 561 again. All right, 561, we're coming back to you. Pick up the phone, 561. Here we are. Hello, 561. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
I hear something going on. I think the TV's happening.
I know.
Oh, oh
right.
Did they disappear?
It could be asleep.
They're done.
Take a day
Well, you have had that effect on people before. Yeah. You're kind of like a nighttime.
I'm sorry.
Uh huh. Right.
All right. Funny. Let's go to the next caller. Area code 917. Hello, 917. What's your name? And where are you calling from?
Bonjour. Hi. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My name is Ashiel. And I'm calling from New York. I'm calling from New York City.
All right.
Hi, Ashiel.
How's the Big Apple?
Yeah. How's the Big Apple? It's cold.
Cold? That's not good. It's cold here, too. It got down to 60 degrees today.
Down to 60 degrees? You call that cold?
Yeah, man. We're wearing sweaters out here in Southern California. Oh, my gosh. I know.
I had to bring my fur out.
Yeah, right.
You had to wear two caps today. What we do for you?
So how can we help you, Ashiel?
I'm trying to see if I can get some insight in terms of my career.
Uh-huh.
Up till the end of last year, I was self-employed. So.
Mm-hmm.
I took some time off from my business and tried to see if I can get a job or try something out. So, you know, I'm sending out resumes. So I'm just curious what you see coming up.
Why did you take time off from your business?
Because business was really down a little bit, and I just want to restructure, take some time off to restructure and probably go back again with a different, you know, just trying to change things around a little bit.
Huh.
You know, maybe even getting to a different market. I don't know. I was just going with my intuition, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you work with when you have your business? Do you work with family members at all, or is it just you mostly?
But now I work just by myself. I used to in the past. I used to work with a friend, and then that really just was a disaster, so I lost a lot of money, and that, you know, just it took me a while to get back on my feet, and then I did it by myself. It was a lesson. I mean, everybody tells me that every business person went through something like that anyway, so I guess it's just part of the process, you know.
Well I appreciate your philosophy. You know, you're pretty accepting and forgiving, and that's going to help you move on and take the lesson. So kudos to you. That's a great attitude to have, Ashiel.
Thank you.
You know, I guess I'm just going to jump in. I'm sorry if I'm always at the front of the line, Michael. I guess I'm Mr. Talkie today. But if you want to start with him, you're welcome to. But I would say...
Go ahead.
Yeah? Okay. Here's what I think, you know. I think you have about a year or so, maybe two at the most, where you can work for somebody else, and you'll get what you need out of it. You know, some stability, maybe even benefits, things that you don't have to take care of, and you can let that part of your responsibility go, so you don't have to worry about it anymore or wonder what's going on, or, you know, watch the market go up and down or up and down, and you're going, oh my God, you know, roller coaster.
Yeah.
I do think, though, within that two-year time frame, you're going to feel like this isn't a good fit for long term, and you're going to really start to desire being your own boss again. So if you're okay with those terms, yeah, by all means. I think you're highly marketable, highly employable. Oh, my God, especially now with your skill set. So I think you could land a job tomorrow if you really wanted to. So that's not going to be the issue. The issue isn't you acquiring the job. It's as much as it's you deciding you're a good fit for that job. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've been working for myself for so long, you know, so it's almost
right?
like you have to get back in the market and then, work, you know,
yep.
just get used to working for somebody else and learn to compromise
yeah.
and, you know, the whole
yep.
thing, you know.
All that stuff. But I'll tell you what, I think as an exercise for you, especially because of how you explained your philosophy around your friend who cost you a bunch of money,
yeah.
I think this is going to be really good discipline for you because it's going to require you to stretch. So I would encourage you to do just what you're doing because you have really good strategy and really good plan, and that's how you've been able to be successful throughout all the trials and tribulations of your personal business. So this is a good, you know, it's like you're kind of going back to school in a way. Do you know what I mean? Like you're going back
yeah.
to business school. You're humbling yourself and saying, yeah, I can keep doing my business, but you know what? I'm going to test the waters and see what it's like to be an employee again. Do I really like it? And so you'll be on the other side of it. And I do think, you know, the other thing is when you go back to your own business, I think there's going to be an opportunity to employ maybe one or even a handful of your family members, people that mm-hmm. you can really trust and friends or family for you. So it's the same difference. Mm-hmm. So I think when you go back, you should think about expanding your business enough to have some people you really trust as your employees, because I think that's going to be your track record. 1 or 2 years in the employ of somebody else, and then you're going to go right back to what you're doing because you're good at it, and that's just what you would rather continue doing as a career. That's my take. Was that helpful? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny you say that because I've been feeling, you know, that somewhere I've started to become a little more open again about partnership. So it's
uh-huh.
something that I've started
uh-huh.
becoming open again. And, I, you know, it wasn't for a
yeah.
while, but I felt like
yeah.
it could be helpful for me in terms of having somebody who's also business savvy and smart so we can, you know,
yeah.
feel different. So,
yeah.
We'll see what.
Perfect, yeah. Well, here's the thing. You have no ego. So having somebody who's better than you at the skills that you're never going to have as a partner, oh, my God, if you can work that out and you and the person really like each other, dude, that's going to make your business expand tenfold when you're ready to go back to it. So, yes, exactly. Stick with your strategy, trust your decisions, and you're never going to go wrong, my friend. You're an excellent business person because you're honest, you're authentic, you're not afraid to make mistakes and cop to it. And just those qualities alone, you got a whole bunch more in your toolkit. Those make you head and shoulders above anybody in your line of work, and people will beat a path to your door because of that. When they find that out about you, because right now businesses are taking advantage of their customers, and it's horrible. I just heard a program on that. You know, we've had the trouble with COVID, the pandemic and all that, and the supply
yeah.
chain, and a lot of that is starting to resolve, but some businesses are charging outrageous rates because they know you
yeah,
get
yeah.
away with it. That's horrible.
True, yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible.
You
yeah.
would never do that. You would
nah.
never do that.
No, nah, absolutely. My conscience is just bothering me anyway, so I wouldn't even
exactly.
do that.
Exactly. You have ethics, and when you have ethics
yeah.
that are stone cold part of your dynamic, that you can't buy that from anybody. We just had a woman on who's, well, two people, about cars and other stuff and dealing with businessmen or business people who are shady. Screw that.
Yeah.
We don't need more
you
of that. We know what that's like. We need people like you, so
yeah.
you're going to go far, my friend, believe me.
Well,
no worries.
Thank you. Thank you so
no
much.
No worries.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor, really. You're a good guy. I would bring you my business and my family. So, Michael, you got anything for a friend? You bet.
Yes, I do. Ashil, so one of the things I was getting for you is don't view this as kind of a step backward, but see this, it's kind of a continuum. It feels like you're going to learn something if you take a job. And it feels like you will be promoted into, you'll be hired for one position, you're going to be promoted into another, but it feels like you are going to glean information from the company you'll be at that you will be able to use in your company. And it feels kind of like as you start working, you will be inspired, and it feels like it will afford you some time to really think about the company that you want and to really plan that out and to take this new knowledge and integrate that into the new company. And you'll come back and it will be better and stronger than ever. Okay?
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. That makes a lot of sense. Maybe that's the reason why I felt my intuition just tell me to put the business aside. You know, I couldn't
yeah.
understand. I just trust my intuition and just go with it, you know? So.
Yeah, yeah. So don't view this as by any means, you know, step backwards. A lot of the time,
okay.
you know, what I found for myself and also doing readings for people is that, you know, a lot of the times we think these detours are step backs. They're, you know, demotions and, oh, my God, what's wrong? Like, we view them
yeah.
in a negative light. And a lot of, the majority of the time, they're not. It needs to happen for a reason. And sometimes
no,
it's just we need to take a rest. Sometimes we need to reevaluate what we're doing, right? Sometimes things
yeah.
that we're focused on is not working, and we need
yeah.
to redo that, you know, that business plan, whatever.
Yeah.
But it
yeah.
it all works out for the better. So if you just not judge it and just ask
yeah.
God and the universe to show you, okay, what do I need to learn here? What is my
yeah.
lesson? That is when we move forward and we can learn that lesson and apply it to our lives and move on. And it's even better.
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
that makes
sir?
A lot of sense. Yeah, it's just part of the journey. So I just have to go through it, you know. So, and I
yeah.
appreciate you, both of
All
you.
Right,
that was
sir.
Very helpful.
Well, thank you.
Good.
All right.
Thank
Let
you.
Us know how it goes.
I will.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. Have a good night.
Call us
thank
back.
You. Be well.
All right. You
yeah,
too.
Trust yourself.
Bye.
That's the best thing. Yeah. I like
yeah.
that guy. Michael, goddamn,
yeah.
man, you get some pretty freaking good advice, brother. I'm going to sign up as your client. That was awesome.
Right?
I know, dude.
Right?
No wonder you're the psychic to the stars. A-listers only,
the
please.
Psychic to the stars. Exactly.
Dude,
exactly.
is it already at the end? No way. No way.
It's, yes. I know. It's hard
what happened
to believe
to the time,
that we're
brother?
Here.
What happened to
it,
the time?
It went quickly. It passed quickly.
It did. It feels like
yep.
we're on warp drive at the Psychic Funhouse with the springtime coming. I can
yeah.
feel the energy of the flat pushing up. Yeah.
Yeah. So
well,
I want to thank my beautiful co-host for being here on the show with me. And I want to thank our wonderful listeners. We thank you for calling in and listening to our podcast and the live show, and thank you,
Follow
thank
us.
You, thank you. So how can people get a hold of you, Lawrence?
Well, I was just going to say, I owe you an incredible debt of gratitude for a wonderful day today and for all the wonderful work you do on behalf of Spirit and your clients, Michael. You are a true, true, well, I was going to say saint, but I don't want your head to blow up too much. Let's just say you're
You can
just,
say
you're
it.
Just damn
Go
good.
Ahead.
You're just damn good at what you do, brother, and you get better at it every moment that I am blessed to spend time on the show with you. I'm constantly impressed with your skill set, and I mean that authentically.
Thank you.
So give me my $20.
And I you.
I know. And I'll give you my $20. So follow us, folks, and check out our archives. We're on all the blog, the podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, all those. Well. Spotify's in the, you know,
Major.
Who knows what's going on with Spotify. But anyway, you can contact me for classes, consultations, healings and readings and all the good stuff I'm doing at 541-344-7534. GivingTree at earthlink.net. That's my email. My Facebook presence is on two sites. Viewmont Gardens is our farm stand in Oregon. We have lovely handcrafted baked goods from my dear mother and delicious vegetables and fruit products, fermented things coming up. So if you're in Oregon, come by. And then I also have Giving Tree Farm that out if you're interested in that aspect of what I do, which is clinical herbalism. And finally, my website, givingtreefarm.com. Michael, what's happening with you, brother?
You can reach me through my website at michaeljespinoza.com. You can contact me through the website or schedule a session. So again, thank you, everybody, for following us, for listening, and we really love doing this work. And thank you also to all the guides for showing up, always showing up. All right,
yes,
people,
sir. Couldn't
thank
say it better.
You for another great week, another great show, and we'll see you next Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Bye-bye.